T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
I think people think these athletes are like robots and they just, time to go to sleep, must work out tomorrow. It doesn't really work like that.
And Chris Ello.
I wanted to congratulate my favorite college football coach, Nick Saban.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes, yes, yes.
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look, here comes our fearless producer.
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Just so you know, Sandy Alcantara can give up a home run, too. He just gave one up to Francisco Lindor, the Mets, take a 1-0 lead on the Marlins. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:01 is the time. Chris Ello and Matt Scraby together in Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park running back and forth as he gets ready for tonight's ball game. Very quickly, I got to give you out the phone numbers. I didn't mention it at the end of the last segment, but it is time for Chris versus the Fans. So if you want to play a little trivia, dial up 833-288-0973. Once again, 833-288-0973. You should have that stenciled on your arm somewhere by now anyway.
Stenciled or tattooed?
Well, might as well tattoo. I guess go ahead. Go all out.
Yes.
Just tattoo it right on your arm.
Yep.
Get yourself a chance to be qualified for a 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Includes a spa treatment for 2 at Serenity Spa and VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook. Westgate, Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun. So that is Chris versus the Fans. We're going to get underway with that shortly. But a quick aside, or just an addendum to our countdown of the top 5 umpires. I took my own advice, and I looked up Ron Luciano, who I chose as my number one favorite umpire. And I did not realize that many years ago, I just must have forgotten this totally, but many years ago, Mr. Luciano tragically committed suicide at the age of 57. Ooh. Did not know that. Now, this guy was, like I said, he was one of the most colorful, if not the most colorful, baseball umpire of all time. Wrote some books about the game of baseball. But, I didn't know that Luciano had passed and committed suicide way back in 1995. He retired in 1980. Actually worked as a sports commentator for NBC after his retirement. Once ejected your guy, manager Earl Weaver of the Baltimore Orioles. He once ejected Weaver in both games of a doubleheader.
Earl probably deserved it.
Earl, I'm sure, deserved it. But Ron Luciano was, despite his tragic end to his life, was indeed, there's some fun videos of him umpiring baseball out there from the 1970s. So just wanted to remind and recall the life and times of Ron Luciano a little bit. All right, Scraby, let's play a little trivia here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a pretty good week. In fact, I think twice this week, the first caller has been a first-time caller, and that contestant has won Chris versus the Fan.
That's true.
Let's see what happens today.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And Chris versus the Fans is brought to you by Genesis Home Improvements, San Diego's trusted painting, roofing, and window company. Now, let's go over the rules, Chris. How about that? Let's do that.
I like that idea.
All right. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult as we go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If we get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. It looks like all of our phone lines are working today, so that is a good thing to see. But we are going to go straight into John in North County. John, you are up. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Very well, sir. Very well.
Hey, Chris, I'm an old guy like you. Remember Eric Gregg?
Oh, yes.
He was the size of a house, and there's a great picture of him going out to third base to umpire, and somebody putting a double cheeseburger on the base. It's a classic picture, and he's standing there with his big old smile on his face.
Yeah.
But that guy was like 6'5", 400 pounds.
I know he was. Eric Gregg was a big dude. He would not have made my list only because of his awful strike zone that he had in the playoff. The Atlanta-Miami playoff series way back when he was calling pitches 10 feet outside strikes. So, but I liked Eric Gregg. All the umpires back in that day had a bit of a character about him. So Eric Gregg was no different.
He definitely had a character. I'm trying to find I'm going to look for this cheeseburger because that's mean and kind of funny at the same time.
It is. It's both.
All right, John, here we go. Are you a first-time playa?
No, I'm actually 2-for-4.
2-for-4? That's not bad.
That's a pretty good percentage.
500 is okay. So
yeah,
here we
let's
go.
See what happens.
Question number one, John. What former Chicago Cubs slugger was injured after a bad sneeze?
Can you repeat that?
What former Chicago Cubs slugger was injured after a bad sneeze?
I don't have a clue.
Sammy Sosa, good job.
That's the Chicago Club slugger.
Guy. Yes.
He once sneezed his way onto the disabled list,
he
John.
He did. He totally did.
That is true.
All right. Question number two, John. Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl against what team?
I'm drawing a blank. I know Chris will know this.
I'm going to need an answer.
I don't know. I'll just go down in flames.
Okay. Chris?
He is going to go down in flames. He beat the Bears.
He beat the Bears.
In Miami.
Thank you, John. Thank you for
calling.
Thanks,
John. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, the story.
Thanks for
us.
The nice recollection of Eric Gregg.
Yes. All right. Let's go to our next contestant, Jason. Jason, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go, Jason. Question number one.
Oh, yeah. First-time player.
Oh, he's a first-time player.
Well, put him on to number two, then.
Question number two. I knew I didn't recognize the phone number. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Who is currently the number one golfer in the world right now?
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin, Dale IV Tour wishes.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. I don't know that Chris knows this, but Chris?
How can it not be Scottie Scheffler? I mean, he's won every tournament in the world like 10 times.
I don't know about that, but yes, you are correct. I'm sorry, Jason. Call us back
next Jason.
Week. That was a tough one.
That was a tough one.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant.
Scottie Scheffler, Tony Gwynn's playing partner.
That's right.
In the Torrey Pines Media Pro-Am last year.
That was last year. I get my time
I
messed
too.
Up. But.
I did too.
All right, let's go to Patrick. Patrick, you are on the line. How's it going?
Good, good. How are you, fellas?
Very good, Patrick. Very good. Good luck.
Patrick, are you a first-time playa?
I am not. This is the second time.
Second time player.
All right. All right.
You're all right.
Here
we
go.
You can handle this first question.
Yes, we can. Here we go, Patrick. What team won last year's Stanley Cup?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
There you go. Yes, that's why they're the two-time defending champions.
Yes. Good job, Patrick.
Very good.
Here is question number two. Who is the youngest NBA player to score 10,000 points?
Gotta go with Kobe.
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 Oh. Chris is.
This is unfortunate for Patrick.
Why?
Because it's one of two guys.
Yeah.
And I would have guessed Kobe. But since he guessed Kobe, I'm not going to guess him, and I'll go with LeBron.
LeBron. Sorry, man. Patrick.
That's just bad luck, Patrick, because I would have guessed Kobe. I thought you had it.
All right. Well, that is not the answer.
No, LeBron is.
Yes, correct. Let's go to Peter. Peter, you are on the line. Have you ever played this game before? Peter?
Hey, you got my line? This is Pete.
Oh, Pete. Have you played this? It's Pete. Is this the Pete?
Is this long lost Pete?
This is Pop Gun Pete.
Okay, so not the same Pete.
All right, different Pete.
Pete. But Pete, you've played this game, right?
I have not.
You have not. I know. Now we're on the right page.
All right.
You go to question number two.
Another first time player. Here we go.
I'm loving all these first time players.
I know everybody's getting on this game. That's good because everybody wants a shot to go to Vegas.
That's true. Everybody hears you could do it without getting one right. They're like, I want to try.
Can happen. Can happen.
All right, Pete. Before field turf was widely used, what did some sports stadiums use as turf for their playing surface?
Say the first part again.
Before field turf was widely used, what did some sports stadiums use as turf for their playing surface?
Well, AstroTurf.
AstroTurf would be correct.
That'd be correct. Do you know why AstroTurf was even invented?
Go ahead, Pete.
That's because they when they opened the Astrodome, they actually originally had grass in there, thinking it would grow, and they had clear panels on top. The grass did not grow, so they had to come up with something else.
That's hilarious. Good
Pete's
job,
got
Pete.
It down wired, man. That's the exact story.
So they thought.
But do you know that originally, yes, the Astrodome, which was the first big indoor building in the world,
yes,
they actually had grass in there. They thought clear panels on the roof would help the grass grow.
That is a major faux pas.
Not only was that, nobody could see a ball that flew up into the air.
Oh, because it was
with
tiled.
The clear panels and the sun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a battle.
That is crazy.
It took a while for the Astrodome to be able to
I thought it had
useful.
Something to do with astronauts, honestly.
No, it didn't. Had to do with the Astrodome and Astros.
All right, Pete, here we go.
Question number three. Good on that. Yeah. He almost deserves the prize just for knowing all that.
That is true. He's good with that, he said.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Pete, here we go. Question number three. If Pete knows that, I think Pete knows this.
Let's see.
Baseball Hall of Famer Reggie Jackson began his major league career with what team?
Oh, he'll know this.
I would say the Kansas City Athletics.
Oh, my goodness.
Pete,
he didn't even mess around.
Correct. Woo! And you have won, Pete. Yeah. You have won the qualification. I'm going to get you in the break, so stay right there. But, Pete, nice job.
Would you have accepted Oakland Athletics or not?
No.
You would not have.
I would have accepted Athletics.
Oh, okay.
But I would not because that's not the right city.
So. Yeah, he did. The Oakland A's were in Kansas City in 1967 when Reggie Jackson broke in to the major leagues and then moved to Oakland the following season.
Yeah.
So. Very good. Pete can't play anymore. That's it.
He's too good.
Yeah. I mean, he gave the whole AstroTurf story. He got Kansas City Athletics for Reggie Jackson. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there.
Absolutely.
That was one of the best players I've seen in this game.
Wow. That is some high praise.
Well done, Pete. You qualify for a chance to go to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. We'll have the drawing at the end of the month. We'll play another round of Chris versus the Fans. on Monday. Let me remind everybody that this hour on 97.3 The Fan is sponsored by Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, Coach Quintero, and Joe Musgrove's Choice. They are a different kind of dealership looking to be a solid community partner and deliver excellent service. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Chevrolet, find new roads. All right, Scraby. Scraby hosted the show for 4 hours today. We still haven't really heard much about how things went.
It went
from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Really? Huh? You want me to wait until after the break? Or?
I'd like to hear a little couple of stories from your earlier. Yeah.
Honestly,
like
it went much better than I thought. I knew I could do it. Obviously, I've done this for a little while now, but I was very worried about going by myself for 4 hours. That is very scary.
It's a long time.
Yeah, but we did everything right. Ben and Woods had Bob Melvin on the show this morning, so we replayed that, and then we played some Charlie Hoffman from yesterday. We took a bunch of phone calls. We had fun with the games.
Good.
So everything went really well. Thank you to everyone who said that they enjoyed the show. Coach will be back on Monday, though. I'm not taking over, as Twitter has a rumor out there. But
what?
Yes, of course.
What, are they rumoring that you're the new guy?
What do they think
the coach is? Wally Pipp?
I kept saying, I'm Matt Scraby. This is the John Quintero show.
It is the John Quintero show.
Yeah. But I appreciate everybody who said that I did a good job. Everybody called in. All that good stuff.
That's good. You did a good job. I'm proud of you, Scraby.
Thank you, Chris.
Well done. All right. We'll take a quick timeout. Check some traffic here. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nabil Krizmat was our Friar Friday interview earlier on the program. If you missed it, you can catch it at 97.3thefansd.com or on the Odyssey app. Also, replay some of it in the 5 o'clock hour. Nabil Krizmat, a breath of fresh air, certainly. Not only because of the job he's done out of the Padre bullpen, but just because he's a breath of fresh air. He's a terrific guy.
He sure is.
We enjoyed visiting with him earlier today.
You said you brought up a story to him about how we saw him at spring training, and I know exactly what moment you're talking about because I remember it too, because he was so endearing and nice and funny that I'll never forget it. He walked by and Tony asked him if he could be on the show, and he looks at Tony and says, "Tony, for you, anything," and then walked away.
Yeah, it's always for Tony, anything. You notice that? Nobody will ever do anything for you or I.
Hey, well, Tony asked, so.
Yeah. No, that's fair. The other thing about Nabil Krizmat, he's born on Christmas Day, and joked with him about how he must have had a tough childhood because, you know, that's a child's nightmare. When you're a little kid, Scraby, you know, you don't want your birthday too close to Christmas because then they double up on the presents. And if your birthday's on Christmas Day, then you're sunk.
Yes.
Nabil Krizmat said, "I don't worry about that because all I do is give presents now on Christmas Day."
That was a great response.
He's a good guy. So that interview at 97.3thefansd.com. I got bad news for the L.A. Lakers. Kyrie Irving wants to play for you. Sources have said that Kyrie Irving has created a list of teams he would like the Brooklyn Nets to consider working on a sign-and-trade with if he can't agree to terms to stay with the team in Brooklyn. I can't see how he's going to agree to terms. He wants to be paid as much as any player in all of the NBA. He's already on a $37 million contract, and he wants more. I don't deny the fact that Kyrie Irving is a great basketball player, but I do deny the fact that he is a guy that can help you contend to win another championship. Now, don't hit me with, "Oh, he won one in Cleveland." Yes, he did. He had LeBron James, and I think Kyrie was a little different player and guy back then. He was committed. He was he was part of the deal.
I remember
there's just too many issues surrounding Kyrie Irving right now for me to believe that he can go somewhere and help a team win a championship.
You know, in during Coach's Show, during one of the segments, Adam asked me about Brian Windhorst and what he had to say about the Cavs. Have you heard this rumor, Chris, that Brian Windhorst said you should start watching the Cavaliers? They're going to start making some moves, and he believes that LeBron James is going to head back to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which I could see, because Brian Windhorst knows pretty much LeBron James gives him stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
So
it's possible. I don't know where everybody's going to end up going, but I just know that Kyrie Irving is not the guy I want on my team if I want to win a championship. He's a guy I want on my team if I want to win some games and I want to have a great score on my ball club. But there's too many issues with Kyrie Irving right now. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks are the three teams on Kyrie's list of where he wants to go if the Nets won't sign and trade him. Also, another quick Laker note for you. Lakers drafted Max Christie yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
35th overall pick, shooting guard out of Michigan State. Here's what you did not know, Scraby. The Lakers are signing to a two-way contract Vanderbilt's Scottie Pippen Jr.
I was going to say, Scottie Pippen's coming back?
Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to sign a two-year contract with the Lakers. So we'll see if Scottie Pippen Jr. can make it into the NBA. He did go undrafted yesterday.
Where did Jaden Ivey go?
Jaden Ivey was the fifth pick. He went to the Detroit Pistons. Keegan Murray of Iowa, fourth pick. Sacramento Kings, Jabari Smith, third pick. Rockets, Chet Holmgren was the second pick,
yeah,
to Oklahoma City, and Paolo Banchero, whose name I mispronounced all day long yesterday.
Me too.
Went first overall to Orlando. I'm gonna take a long shot. Long shot here.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at the draft. I'm gonna look into my Chris Tobol. Did you like that?
I did.
Chris Tobol.
Yeah, that was good.
I've not used that enough. It's right there for me. Yeah, I had to use that often when I make picks.
I like it.
I'm going to stare into the crystal ball, and I'm going to guess that another guy's name I can't pronounce too well, but the best pick in the first round, first 10 guys yesterday, was the one made by Indiana with the number 6 overall pick, because I think this guy from Arizona, Benedict Mathurin,
I don't know,
is going to be the best NBA player of them all.
How do you know?
Because I saw him play one game on television last year.
Oh, here we go.
And he was unbelievable.
This is the Josh Allen 2.0. Except for you saw Josh Allen when he played for Wyoming in
I saw
college.
Josh Allen play quite a bit in person. And I was impressed with Josh Allen. And I remember how impressed Rocky Long was with Josh Allen. And that's why I predicted that he would go on and have a great NFL career. Benedict Mathurin, small forward, Arizona. Do you remember the TCU double overtime game at Viejas Arena in the NCAA tournament this year?
Oh, yes, I do.
Al Mathurin was amazing in that game. Absolutely beyond, off the chart amazing. So
he's going to be the best player in the draft?
He's my prediction for right now, NBA Rookie of the Year next season, Benedict Mathurin, Indiana Pacers, number 6 pick.
Wow.
If I get that right,
you should just...
I go right to the head of the class.
Yeah, you should just quit your job, buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah, well, I won't do that.
Okay.
Even if I hit one right. But, yeah, I was impressed with that guy. Just on one side.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just going to go with it.
Go with it.
Yeah.
They dropped the puck in about 35 minutes in Denver. The Tampa Bay Lightning trying to keep alive their hopes of a three-peat. The Colorado Avalanche looking to win the Stanley Cup tonight. There was a picture I saw on Instagram today of the Stanley Cup sleeping in a bed in a hotel room with the covers pulled up over the Stanley Cup.
The actual cup?
The actual cup, I guess it was. I don't know.
I'm going to have to look at this.
The Stanley Cup is it's the greatest trophy in sports. Like, even if you don't like hockey, and I know a lot of you don't follow it, but it's fun to watch the Stanley Cup be presented after the... Did you like that picture?
Oh, my
told
goodness.
You. All right. I told you, it's taking a snooze.
You've earned a follow from me, Stanley Cup.
That's the Stanley Cup's own page?
Yes, it has its own Twitter account. At Matt Scraby, I just retweeted it. It's hilarious. I'm into it.
All right, Stanley Cup could be brought out tonight. The guy with the crazy white hair will be, and the gloves.
Yes, the gloves.
I don't remember his name, but he was the guy who brought it into our studio many, many years ago, and
that's,
I got
so
a chance
crazy
to see the Stanley Cup. It was in San Diego because there was some sort of all-star game for the minor league Gulls.
And they brought the cup.
They were hosting in San Diego. It was like the West Coast League against the Central League or something like that. So an all-star game. Yeah, bought the Stanley Cup to be on display, and they brought it into our studio that morning. That was one of the most exciting things of all time. But it was the same guy who you will see out on the ice tonight. I don't know his name. The guy who's...
Lord Stanley?
No, it's not Lord Stanley. Hang on. What's the name of the guy who carries around the Stanley Cup?
Now, are they just going to keep adding different rings for this thing as it goes on? Because
Phil Pritchard is apparently the guy's name.
So not
name.
Lord Stanley.
Meet Phil Pritchard, keeper of the Stanley Cup. You'll see Phil tonight. No, what they do is they do add names to it at all every time, you know, somebody wins it, but the bottom layer gets dropped off, and then they
That's
keep
ridiculous.
Adding top. Well, they can, eventually the thing would be like 60 feet tall if they never. So if you won the Stanley Cup in like 1909,
you're not on there.
I don't know that your name is on there any longer.
That's unfortunate.
I know.
Because
they start dropping levels at the bottom.
I'm looking at the 1951 and 52 Islanders, and they're very happy with themselves right now.
There's no way you could be looking at the 1951 or 52 Islanders because the Islanders did not exist back then. They existed in 81 and 82.
That's what it is.
Yes, not 51 or 52.
And then I'm looking at the cup, and I'm like, wait, that's a lot of years to fit on there. It doesn't really seem like it would work.
You know that hockey, there was only six teams until 1967.
What?
Six teams total.
So you just keep playing the same player or same guys
You've
over
never
and
heard
over?
Of the original six?
No.
In the NHL?
No, I have not.
The original six teams in the NHL. The Chicago Blackhawks.
The Sharkies?
The Detroit Red Wings. The New York Rangers.
Okay.
The Boston Bruins.
All right.
Toronto Maple Leafs. And the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay.
Those six teams played each other for 50 years. They're the only teams in the league.
That's
over
crazy.
And over and over and over
that
and over
That is
again.
Crazy, and I don't like
and
that.
And it's one of the reasons why Montreal's won like 29 Stanley Cups.
You know what's...
They were the best team of those six on a yearly basis, and so they ended up winning a lot of Stanley Cups.
I'm looking at the Stanley Cups Twitter account, and I'm seeing some of the responses, and I don't know that these people realize that it's an inanimate object that they're talking to. But someone replied, let's see, league ignores a too many men on the ice call for a game four win. What will they ignore to make sure Colorado takes the cup tonight?
Oh, sounds like a
Got
Tampa.
Em.
Sounds like a Tampa Bay fan.
Got him.
A little bitter. A little bitter. We'll see what happens with the... if the puck lie tonight, as you said, will
yes.
the puck don't lie? And we'll see if that's the case in Tampa Bay. Probably deserves to get the benefit of a couple calls tonight. We'll see how it all turns out. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Phil Pritchard, keeper of the cup. You may see him in his white gloves bring sports' most famous trophy out onto the ice tonight in Denver. We'll take a quick break. Big 5 is coming up next. Stick around for it on Gwen and Chris. .438 is the time. We welcome you back to Gwen and Chris. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Lake Law Firm, a business owners with 5-plus employees impacted by COVID. You may qualify for up to $26,000 per employee through COVID ERC program, even if you've received government benefits already. It's the COVID ERC program. No recovery, no fee. Call the Lake Law Firm, 800-222-9000. That's 800-222-9000. Or check them out, covidtaxmoney.com. All right, normally Tony rejoins us for the Big 5. I said normally because that's not going to be the case today.
No.
Scraby, are you going to be able to handle a little Big Five action?
Yes, of course.
Or am I going to have to do it by myself?
No. The Big Five is two people.
Yes. Well, then let's sail into it, shall we, after we check traffic?
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Big Five is brought to you by Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske, Lincoln, and La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske, Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. No golf today in the Big Five, Chris, so you're lucky.
Well, I'm not going to do it, though.
You're not going to do it because there's no golf.
No, okay. You know me. I only do the Big Five because I get the opportunity to talk golf.
Oh, yes. That's,
you mean nobody,
that's you.
Nobody left the PGA Tour for the greener pastures of the LIV Tour?
No, not today. But I just started reading about Justin Thomas withdrew from the tournament right after Brooks Koepka did. And apparently his phone was blowing up like, are you the next one? Like, he had to make a statement that his back is just injured and he needs to take a few days off. Mm. People are going crazy.
Xander Schauffele, 14 under, running away with the Travelers.
Anybody
five-shot lead.
Yeah, anybody can catch up in that tournament. I would.
Wow.
Yeah, anybody.
No faith in Xander to hang on?
No, I have faith in him, but anybody could shoot a 60 on that course.
Number five.
And it wouldn't be a problem.
Anybody can shoot a 60?
Anybody in the PGA Tour tournament field.
How about a LIV golfer? Could they shoot a 60?
Depends on him.
Yes, they could.
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to answer it.
No, they're so bad.
You know you're wrong.
They're half bad. All right, number five. We've talked about it today. Mackenzie Gore makes another start tonight for the Padres. And he needs to get have a good start to get back on track tonight. Here is Bob Melvin in the dugout talking to the media about Mackenzie Gore's start tonight.
You know, everybody goes through some spots, soft spots. You know, younger pitchers, you know, when... I don't want to say it was easy for him, but first few were pretty good, and then you get tested a little bit. I don't think it's a bad thing either. You know, you find your way to get back to what he was doing earlier on. I know he's doing some things a little bit differently as far as maybe, you know, watching some positive video and trying to get, you know, past what maybe were a couple tough starts. But, you know, what I talk to him about is your stuff always plays. If you're in the zone, you're going to have success. Colorado can be a difficult place to pitch regardless.
All right, that was Bob Melvin talking about Mackenzie Gore before the game today with the media. Chris, how worried are you for a third straight bad start?
Well, a third straight bad start, I'd say I'm a little worried. I mean, it could happen, but as far as whether I'm concerned about Mackenzie Gore, in the long run, I would say zero.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned. This is a typical hiccup for a young pitcher. You know, I mean, 8 runs allowed in his first 8 starts. That was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Almost unheard of. So, you know, it happens. And Colorado got him at Coors Field. I mean, come on. Who hasn't had their share of tough days at Coors Field?
Mm-hmm.
And the other game against the Rockies, you know, he didn't have his good stuff, walked 4. So just get back in the strike zone, as Bob Melvin said there, and let things take care of itself. But, I mean, Joe Musgrove gave up 6 runs last night. I'm not concerned about him.
That's true.
Major League Baseball's a difficult game for the pitchers also. You know, you talk about how hard it is to hit, but if you are just a little bit off, these guys will make you pay.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good they are.
And so, you guys asked Mackenzie Gore what the biggest difference was, and that was basically the answer. They just hit the pitches, the bad pitches, too.
Yes, if you make any kind of mistake, you don't find where you're supposed to go with that pitch, you can get hit.
Hurt.
You can get hurt.
Am I worried for a third straight bad start?
Oh, yes. Let me ask you.
No, I am not worried for a third straight bad start. Although I did say earlier that this is a big start because I want to see Mackenzie Gore try to figure it out when he's not going as well as he's been going. And this is one of those first kind of, not milestones, but first kind of, what is it, fork in the road for him so far in his first season. And he could... get out of it tonight with a good start against the Phillies, against a really good lineup. So
here's the thing about Mackenzie Gore that makes me not be too worried about him. He's been to the bottom of the well already. I mean, he completely lost everything.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, went from the number 3 overall pick in Major League Baseball to being considered not even a top 100 prospect.
Yeah, that's true.
So he completely fell off the map. Completely, you know, although he didn't tell us this, but I don't think he lost all confidence, but he sure lost a lot of it. And he found a way to get it back. So I got to believe if he can overcome that rocky stretch, he can certainly overcome a stretch of 2 starts in a row that didn't go as planned.
I agree.
Number 4.
Former NFL linebacker Bart Scott said recently on ESPN Radio he would rather face Peyton Manning over Tom Brady. Keep in mind, he's faced both in the playoffs, and I have the audio, so here is what Bart Scott said the other day about this situation.
For me, like, I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against Peyton Manning.
That's how you feel.
I believe that's how everybody feels.
Interesting. I like that.
Like, in the heyday,
let's also point out,
I'm so afraid of Tom Brady.
That Bart Scott faced both men in the playoffs.
Beat both of them.
You beat both, but you also lost to both.
Yeah, but yeah.
So you know what, I'm just saying, you understand this better than anybody.
I lost as a number 1 seed to Peyton Manning.
That's right.
You know, with the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
So it's like, Peyton Manning gives you a total sense, a different set of anxiety. Like, you have anxiety. Like, you sleep at night like, damn, I do not want to be the tip. I do not want to be the fish that he said. Everybody else, remember the Ravens had this whole Aniba thing where we had everybody. Amoeba, where everybody stands up. Nobody's in the stands. We're all running around, moving around. And you don't want to be the guy that's like, I see you, Bart. Yep, this is a fire zone from the left side because Bart is cheating to his blitz.
He's calling you out.
Yeah. Well, Tom Brady was more about Bill Belichick, the entire team, the execution, like them having a game plan. With Tom Brady, but Peyton Manning, literally, yellow meant something in the first quarter. It meant something totally different in the second quarter. He's like, yo. He calling left, yellow. Yellow means we go left. Yeah, like, Rex, yeah. Yes, yeah, yellow. We go to, yo. So he goes, yellow. We go, Leo. Or we go, ram. Like, switch it. Damn.
What? Where was the Omaha? I didn't hear an Omaha.
Yeah, I never heard Peyton Manning yell yellow, but... That was Bart Scott, former NFL linebacker. Hilarious guy, actually. He's the one who said, can't wait, to Sal Palantonio back in the day. But, you know, Tom Brady is considered the GOAT. And this doesn't mean that Tom Brady is not the GOAT. But I'm up first. Can you be the GOAT if you aren't the most feared amongst your peers? Yes, you could be the GOAT because you've won all the championships. It doesn't really matter what your peers think of you because you beat all of them in the end. But I do find it interesting that he was saying that Peyton Manning's a smarter quarterback on the field. Tom Brady just fit into a system. And I don't think that's an insult. That is an insult to Tom Brady. I think he would take that as an insult. But yes, you can be the GOAT even if you are not the most feared among your peers. Chris?
Yeah, I think you're right. I do think it was a bit of a put down of Tom Brady by Bart Scott, but I understand a little bit where he's coming from. Tom Brady doesn't seem to go through all the gyrations that Peyton Manning used to go through at the line of scrimmage.
Man, was he fun to watch?
I mean, Peyton Manning would be, you know, standing up, sitting down, squatting, yelling to his left, running to his right, yelling every single word in the English dictionary. Tom Brady, much cooler. Tom Brady just comes to the line of scrimmage and just cut your heart out.
Yeah.
But so I don't think Bart Scott is honestly giving Tom Brady enough credit there. And I think it does seem like a bit of a put down to say that, you know, Brady was just a product of Belichick's system and a game plan and all that. That's not fair to Tom Brady. I'm pretty sure he can read defenses every bit as well as Peyton Manning. Just didn't do it with as much panache as Peyton Manning did.
Panache, I like that word. Yeah, that was. I found that interesting, though, because Bart Scott also, he also was with the Jets, and they had to face the Patriots every single year multiple times, so he might also just hate the Patriots as well.
That's right.
Number 3.
Sources say that Saints running back Alvin Kamara is preparing to have a 6-game suspension imposed by the NFL for his felony charge he got the night before the Pro Bowl. The personal conduct policy provides for a baseline 6-game suspension in the event of felony battery. Aggravating factors included repeated striking. Kamara reportedly told police that he threw a quote-unquote couple punches. And if you remember, the police showed up to the stadium of the Pro Bowl game and arrested Alvin Kamara right after the game, after they finished with the game. So,
which people were a little critical of.
Yeah, they should have probably arrested him before
the game. We have to let him play the game. I mean, let's get this guy in custody.
It sounds like this is pretty serious. And if it's a felony charge, that's a big charge. You got to be throwing
a lot of punches to get a felony charge for punching.
Yeah. So
right?
Yeah. So Chris, my question is: if he gets 6 games, what can we think about Deshaun Watson?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to compare the two right now. I mean, that's just, you know, the Deshaun Watson thing is still, you know, not said and done yet. So let's see where that winds up. But, you know, I think as much as I kind of like Alvin Kamara as a football player, I mean, what he apparently allegedly did was worthy of a big time suspension.
Yeah.
The NFL is, you know, owes it to us fans and people who follow the league to, you know, try and get these guys to behave at least a little bit. I mean, yeah. I understand that, you know, you're going to have some bad eggs and you're going to have some situations that get out of control in any, you know, in any walk of life. But Alvin Kamara just beating the snot out of somebody to the point where they get a felony charge. That's not a good look for the NFL. And I'd kind of forgotten about that whole thing with Alvin Kamara, frankly.
Me too, kind of.
So 6-game suspension would be good to remind us all that it doesn't matter who you are, man. You got to watch what you're doing.
Absolutely. I agree
with
you.
What do you think, Scraby?
No, I agree. You can't put the two things together because they have different baselines, as they say, in the personal conduct policy. But Alvin Kamara, I thought of him as a good guy. He's never really seemed to be in trouble. And maybe this is just a one-off thing, but this doesn't make me feel good about him.
Yeah, but this deserves to be punished.
Yes, it does. If he did something so bad, police have to come and arrest him the next day and then charge him with a felony, then he should be getting the minimum, at least the minimum, games suspended, which is 6. Saints are going to be bad next year, I think. I think they're going to be
not It's not very setting
good.
Up well for them.
No, and they have a new coach. So maybe this is why Sean Payton knew to get out.
Number 2.
Now, we talked about the NBA draft last night, and I saw this little graphic on TV last night that I thought was shocking, hilarious, and shocking again, because they had notable Sacramento Kings lottery picks over the years. In 2018, at the number 2 pick in the draft, they chose Marvin Bagley III. Next pick in the draft, number 3 that same year, Luka Doncic. So they
to Dallas.
Yes, to Dallas. So they made a mistake there. Then in 2012, I don't know this guy's name, his first name, but his last name is Robinson. He was chosen number 5 overall. The next pick at number 6, the Trailblazers chose Damian Lillard.
So they messed up that one.
Yes. And then in 2011, the Kings picked at number 10, your favorite guy, Chris, Jimmer Fredette.
Oh boy.
Number 11 went to the Warriors, and they picked Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
So I'm up first. Is this embarrassing for the Kings? Is it embarrassing? Yes, because you're missing on guys. But at the same time, you never really know what these guys are going to do. Anybody could have drafted Damian Lillard and he could have been a bust. You don't really know, but this is a trend, and that's what's embarrassing, is that you've missed out on 3 big time players over the years because you chose someone else who I have not heard from in the league in a long time. Is Marvin Bagley III still in the league, Chris?
I don't know.
See, there you go. If Chris doesn't know, that means that he's probably on the bench somewhere or not in the league. But
that pick doesn't bode too well for Keegan Murray's selection last night in the number 4 pick, just ahead of Jaden Ivey, who may wind up to be the next superstar.
Yeah.
You know what? You could say that they're just bad luck, but you could also say it's a bad organization. It's a bad franchise. Vlade Divac was a nice little player. It was a horrible executive. Sacramento has been filled with nothing but horrible executives for the last 20 years. I mean, you go back to Chris Webber and Mike Bibby and those teams that challenged the Lakers. That's going back on 20 years now, or 15 anyway.
Yeah.
So it's been a disaster in Sacramento, and it's probably not going to change for a while.
All right, final thing.
Number one.
We talked about Guillermo Martinez, the hitting coach for the Blue Jays. He was ejected from the game before the game the other day, and he has been slapped with a 5-game suspension, Chris, for making contact with Doug Eddings. Does that fit the crime?
Maybe doesn't fit the crime, but baseball has to be pretty sharp, pretty strong on
they
making
don't want
contact
this happening.
With umpires. Yeah. Yeah, it probably doesn't fit the crime, though. Bumping an umpire probably shouldn't be a 5-game suspension, but that's how much they're, you know, try to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, same. I agree.
That's it. All right. Very good, Scrivy. That's all you said on the entire Big Five. Same. I agree.
That's not true.
That's good. Bob Melvin, what do you have to say today? We'll find out when Gwen and Chris continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.